We got the AI listening as well. And we're not going to talk about Newcomb's paradox, which is
Oh,
the idea.
I couldn't understand it, but don't try to explain it. I can't understand.
Okay, this is Prasha Ray. And yeah, we're recording, and it's this. This Prasha introduces Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, right? B'nai Israel are about to enter Israel. There's going to be one place that they're going to serve Hashem, called the Beit Midrash. And this is what he
This is
said. Moshe,
Moshe's part of Moshe's speech,
this is
right?
Moshe's speech.
Okay.
But to the place that God chooses, because you dechem from among all your tribes, the God will place his name there, the Shechno Tidrashu, you will seek his presence, Uvatasham, you'll go there. And you'll bring your olot, your offerings, you'll bring your zvachim, the shlamim, and you'll eat the maser there, and trumat, you'll bring truma there. Nidvichem all your donation, Bechor Becharchem, and the Bechor, Bechor Becharchem, and cattle and sheep. Bechaltem Sham with Nehashem Lechem, you'll eat them there before God. You'll rejoice in everything you have, Atem Vatechem, you and your households, Hashem Baruch Hashem, as God has blessed you. Lo Tasun, Kechol Asher Anachno Osim Po Hayom. Don't do what we're doing today, Ish Kol Yashar Beinav, everyone what they want.
So that's
Everyone
the
just
pasuk from Shoftim, right?
right that they did that, right? Because it was
Yeah.
not. So this I will point about that in context. This is not Po Moshe talking to them now, but Po as in as you enter the land, there will not be at one place. It will be set up later. So when you enter the land, you can do and offer your bamot everywhere. You don't have one central place. You because you will not you have not gotten to that point. To the resting place, to your inheritance, that God's giving you.
So this is future. God will choose a place.
Right. You'll have a period where before it's chosen that you'll that there won't be one place. You will choose this place, and then and you will cross the Jordan. Ba'aretz, as you will sit in the land that God is giving you as inheritance. And God will give you rest from all your enemies around you, and you will dwell securely. And the place that God will choose to dwell, have his name dwell there, there you will bring everything I command in you, your sacrifices, your shlamim, and the choice donation that you will swear to God. Clearly redundant here, right? You'll punch to the place that God chooses and you'll bring them there. So there's no mention of Yerushalayim.
No, or
Okay,
any
so
place,
any
no
place that
place.
God will choose. And the Sifri makes the point that we human beings decide where the place is. And then
Oh.
we ask God for a confirmation, right? You're going to figure it out. This is the Sifrei, this place. The Rosh Al Pi Navi, you need to ask the Navi, right? God will choose it. Yochol Tamtin Ad She'omar Chal Navi, maybe you might think you should wait until the Navi tells you this is the place. Taman Lomar, the Pasuk says, the Shechno Tidrashu Vatashama. The Rosh might say, you need to seek it out.
Oh.
And then the Navi will confirm, yeah, that God says it's a good one. You got
Tidrashu. Where's Tidrashu? We read it? We just
yes.
read it?
The Shechno Tidrashu Vatashama. You will seek this place out and go there. You will seek God's presence. Midrash is saying is reading that as not once the place is there, you'll seek the Shechina, but you will seek the place of the Shechina. That's your
And
job.
then God will decide whether it's okay or not.
Correct.
Okay. Although the
And
word Yivchar, okay.
right.
Okay.
I mean that is the drasha on the pasuk. Try and put those together. And in fact, Rashi says that the pasuk is talking about is not talking about Yerushalayim. It's talking about
Oh.
Shiloh.
Oh.
Okay?
The
This
first
is
place.
no Tidrashu Zeh Mishkan Shiloh. Okay? Because the paragraph is redundant, right? We start out Hamakom Hashem, Beit Hashem Olad Zivchem, and then Hamakom Hashem Kechem. It's Shema Tavia Olad Zivchem. Two different psukim, and we're saying that there are two different places,
Oh.
right? Your pasuk Hey is the Makom, and pasuk Yirav is the Makom, and so here's the word. Are you,
Oh, okay. So
right?
one, and then that one won't be permanent, then there'll be
Right,
another
you have a
one.
temporary
Okay.
place, and then there'll be a permanent one. So he's saying the first one is Shikno to Drushu, the Guru Aryeh commenting on Rashi, Erush, the Shikno to dwell, Hashem Haya Mishkan Kavua. That's why you put the Mishkan to be set, to be permanent, semi-permanent. Remember, it lasts for a long time. Lo Haya Zeba Mibar, because the wilderness it wasn't, because it was moved from one place to the next as they travel. Kenolia Ba'otan Yudalid Shanim, because the 14 years Shekavshu V'chalku of the actual settlement of the land. Right? The Lohia Mishkan Rak Matul Tacos. There the Mishkan was, it was a tent. It was portable. William Makom Kavua didn't have a place.
Where?
Shiloh Hakini
Oh, and she, where?
in
In the Midbar.
the
Okay.
Midbar, and then we'll go through the history. Look at that. Until they put in Shiloh, there wasn't a single place for the Mishkan. Shiloh
Okay.
Hakimu Mishkan, Vitik Nikrazeh L'Shichno. This is the one place. That was the Mishkan as a permanent place. So reviewing the history, okay,
Okay.
this is the chronology based on the Seder Olam. You can disagree with the details, but this is the way it's described. Bnei Israel enter the land. After Moshe died, Yeshua sets up the Mishkan in the camp in Gilgal. That's where Bnei Israel are camp, and remains there for 14 years. That's the first wave of settlement. That's where they go out and sort of decide where they don't conquer everything, but they decide this is the area that is going to be the land of Eretz Israel. The end of that period, the first wave of settlement was completed. He moved the Mishkan. Moved to Shiloh, right? He moves it to Shiloh and it remains in Shiloh for 369 years. Okay, it is not a temporary building there until it's destroyed when the Plishtim take over Israel at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel,
That's a
second.
long time.
Yes. I mean, Beit HaMikdash stands there for 410 years, not much longer.
No.
After
And
it's destroyed by Plishtim, Shmuel sets up the Mishkan in Nov. Right, it
okay.
remains there for 12 years till Shaul wipes out that city. When he's paranoid, he's afraid David's going to take over. He kills all the Kohanim. Basically destroys the city of Nov. So Shmuel sets it up in Gibeon. In Binyamin, it reigns there for 45 years, all the years that David is king, and the first years of Shlomo, until Shlomo finally builds the Beit Mikdash in Yerushalayim. And then you have
And the
the
one in Gilgal and Nov, it looked like the one in the Midbar
Correct.
with the sockets and the brackets and the.
It's right. It was basically a tent. It was temporary there. We'll look at that.
Okay.
Okay? Because it really was temporary. And so when Moshe says, don't do what we're all doing today, he's talking about the immediate future. Right? Those 14 years, we're about to enter the land, until the establishment of a permanent central site, everyone can have it on altars, but mode are fine. Well, in Shiloh, that a real permanent building was built. Okay? It was called the
Wait,
Mishkan.
ish kol asher hayashar
No, I
be'inav
was referring
means.
to the karbanot, right? This is all it's about. You
Okay.
don't bring your karbanot every. You can only bring your karbanot in the one place. Makom
And that was
in
true when
the
Shiloh was
time of
there?
Shiloh and the time of Beit
Okay.
HaMikdash. Okay,
Okay.
that is the Mishnah in Zevachim says that because in Shiloh they build a building. It was called the Mishkan because they used
Okay.
the original curtains of the Mishkan as a roof. So it's Ba'u Shiloh. They come to Shiloh. Nesra Bamot. At that point, Bamot, your own personal altars, are
Oh,
now awesome.
okay.
Lo Hasham Tikra. There was no roof there. And the Bayit Shel Avanim. It was the stone building. Milmatan. V'yiriot Milmalan. They put the curtains from the original Mishkan on top. V'zeh Hayita Menucha. And this is called the Menucha. We'll see that pasuk. So here's a photograph of the Mishkan Shiloh.
Wait, so it wasn't the same as the Mishkan in the desert. What were the
No.
walls made of there?
In the desert,
Yeah.
there were the wood pillars. They had the little sockets, the silver sockets.
Yeah, so they didn't do that in Shiloh.
Right, no, it was right. It was right. That's what it said. Be'er Shel Avanim. It was a stone building. It's described as having doors. When Eli is sitting in front of it on the doors, okay, this is obviously not a real photograph. Okay, this is the.
So they just made up their own building. It wasn't cubits and.
It's not described. We're gonna. We're not. This is not the place to talk about. How you decide how to build a Mikdash, and how does someone decide how to build it.
Oh,
This
yeah, that's true.
is on right. This is Al Pi Navi. This is still, Yeshua is one who builds it. But
Right. So it was a stone building. That could
yeah,
be
it was a real
still have
building, and just
remnants.
it was the only thing that made it temporary was the roof. Right? They used the old Uriot to roof it. This is the image from the Temple Institute for the Machon Hamikdash. What it looked like. Okay,
Maybe,
that's
maybe.
it. Right. All we actually have is the Mishnah says Bayit Shel Avanim Milmata Birot Milmala.
Okay.
Okay, and it had doors. It's described. Eli is described as standing in front of the doors.
And it had a Mizbeach.
And the Mizbeach was still there, definitely.
And it had the
Right?
Aron in it.
Inside, yes.
Okay.
Oh, stuff inside, but again, it was a building. It was a little bit different than the tent that was going around. Okay.
Okay.
And then Moshe says, because lo batem ad ata, you've not come yet, el hamenucha ve el hanachala, to the rest. And the inheritance, the respite. And so, as Rashi says, based on the Mishnah, that those are two different things. There was Menucha and Nachala. Okay, as Rashi says it, the batem kol otan yudalet shana, those first 14 years before Yeshua builds it, El Menucha zu Shiloh, and Nachala zu Yerushalayim. The two points where Bamoda Asur, you have to be centralized. So the question is why two?
Right, right.
Misapplying that right from the beginning, we're expecting to have these two stages. Why?
Okay.
So first off, is that the two sites of Shiloh and Yerushalayim are the most obvious places that we would pick the Shiloh. No Tidrashu about the Shama. You had to pick a place that God wants us to put a central Mizbeach. We're going to offer sacrifices. Those are the two ones. Why? But we've talked about Rav Madan's idea that Shiloh was actually the Bet El that Yaakov kept. Yaakov is running away from Esav. He stops. He sees a vision of God and he says, no, Inzaki, Bet El Kim, Zeshar, Shamayim. That's the site that will become Shiloh. Right?
Oh.
This is Yaakov saying, Bet Krachim, Makom Hu Bet El, Bet Kol's place Bet El, Ulam Luz Shema Ir L'Hashanah. The name of the city was originally Luz. He's not in the city, right? He's outside the city. So in Shoftim, it describes Shiloh as being just outside Beit El.
Where were
Yeah.
they living? Where was Rivka and Yitzhak?
Be'er Sheva. They say Yaakov
Oh.
at Be'er Sheva.
Oh, so he goes from Beer Sheva to Lot, who's where?
In Aram Naharaim in the north.
Okay, and
So he
on the way
stopped.
he
He
hits
stops
this
overnight
place.
at this place, El HaMakom,
Okay.
which we're saying is Beit El. And Yaakov, and he swears, and guards me on this path I go, I have food, clothing, and I return home safely. And then God will be my God. And this stone that I'm setting up as a pillar will be the Beit Elokim. And we can go in there, and Yaakov says that when you leave Egypt, Ad Ki Yavo Shiloh, till you come to Shiloh, it all fits together that Shiloh is the place that Yaakov selected as the Beit Elokim.
And that Evan is nice too.
That is the stone. That's the place there. And Yerushalayim is the place that Keda. That's where Abraham says, "Vayikra Abraham Shem Makomahu, Hashem Yireh," and Yerushalayim, "Asher Yimar Hayom," that today we say, Moshe says this, "Bahar Hashem Yireh," the mountain on which God appears. So you have the two places. Yaakov says that the future site of our Avodat Hashem is going to be Beit El or Shiloh, and Avraham says it's Yerushalayim, and Yeshua picks Shiloh. That's where he sets it up. And that's what Rashi says. That's Makom, right? Shechinot, you'll seek it out. That fits historically. It's a fine place. And there's nothing in text that says we'd ever have to move, right? Text implies there are two stages.
Well, it says after you get your Yerusha, whatever it says, you'll go to a new place.
It
Well,
doesn't say a new place. That's the
no.
point. All it says is, and once you get the then that place will be the place where we bring everything, implying the two stages, but not the it doesn't have to be two different places.
No, but there
You
is a
could.
hint that there is that it is.
I
Like
can't.
God is going to make two choices. He's going to make
Right, I
two.
agree. You could read, and retrospectively, that's the way history worked out.
Oh,
But I'm
but
arguing
they
that
didn't
you didn't need
know.
to be there.
Oh, but they didn't know all those years. They didn't know
They
that.
didn't know, okay, it's going to be destroyed. Why would you think it's going to be destroyed, right?
Right. Okay.
Right? That
Yeah.
there's a Mishkan, it's symbolically temporary. It's a big building, but it doesn't have a roof, right? It's just got the top. And then when betach, then it'll be time to turn that into a bayit, the Beit HaMikdash.
Okay.
And that's what David sees when he sees, okay, it's time to build this Beit HaMikdash. He wants the king is in his palace. Hashem, vavah, right? Literally the same words. Like,
Yeah.
obviously, David doesn't read those words. He sees the situation, though, as that's what the pasuk is describing. So, Vayomer Melech al Natan HaNavi, the king says to Natan, it's a Navi, right? Shu'al pi Navi, Rei Anochi Yoshev Bevet HaRezim, I am in his palace. I've got the cedar roof. Baron Elokim, I should. Why am I the caps lock is off?
Elohim, why doesn't
Nope.
it do it?
There we go. I don't know what a tech there. Okay. I wrote out Kim Yoshe B'Tocharia and the house of God and the Aron is still in underneath the curtains. It's time to build.
And
Right?
his palace was in Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim, right. So, but the reason that Beit HaMikdash was not built in Shiloh was because the sins that led to its destruction. It was destroyed. But that obviously wasn't plan A. The whole plot of Sefer Shoftim was what went wrong with Shiloh. And that's kind of my basic line, right? And that's what Tehillim, this is Asaf, says about that. But you must Ohel Yosef. And God was disgusted by the Ohel that was in the territory of Yosef and Ephraim. That was Shiloh. But Shevet Ephraim lo bachar, didn't choose them. But Ephraim Shevet Yehuda and chose Yehuda. Hearts at Har Tzion Asher Ahev, who loves the Har Tzion. So yes, there are two stages, and in this case, it was in two different places because Shiloh was wiped out. Shiloh was rejected. That's why Yerushalayim was there.
So Shiloh could have been permanent had they
That
not
was
sinned.
exactly my argument. That the same thing that happened that David planned to do in Yerushalayim would have happened in Shiloh and Beit El, and we would have a different history. It didn't work out that way. God's plans at all, we know that. But the question still is, why are the two stages of this Mikdash? Why have a Menucha and a Nachala?
Ah,
Why does
okay.
God say that? Okay, you're gonna have a central place, and then afterwards you're gonna make this as a permanent the Nachala, right? Clearly those are different things. Menucha, the rest, and Nachala, the inheritance. And the reason is that for most nations, when you get to this point of v'niach lachem mikol oyvechem misaviv, right? I have rest from all my enemies around me. I am sitting safely. That's the sum total of their raison d'etre. That's what nation is all about, right? That's to ensure that to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, right? That's the purpose. That's what we're having the government here. But the same, but for Israel, that's only the beginning.
Oh, it would have been nice. Would have been a good.
But we're saying that the goal here of entering into Israel is not to end there. Okay, we got a country, we're stable, at peace, everyone's happy. That's great, but it's only a temporary respite. That's the point of Menucha. Yes, you'll have a a central place, a Mizbeach, a Mishkan, you'll serve Hashem, but it's not the Nachala. That's not your inheritance. That's not what God wants of you. So we have a mission. And that
Wait,
once you
is
hit.
the idea that we were in Shiloh and the reason and it was destroyed because of sins? That's a common, that's a thing, right? That's
Right,
history.
that's the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. The Navi tells, because the B'nai Shmuel were so arrogant
Okay.
and terrible, and
Okay,
Hashem
so it's
says,
almost
"Look,
like we had three Churbanot, you know, that one and
yes,
the first one, the second one.
absolutely, absolutely, and you definitely have to look at that as a Churban." And then the whole story of Shoftim and the contrast with Pesel Micha and how the Mishkan rejected the Bnei Adam L'Chaveiro. And how that reflected, the Mishkan was all about Hashem, but they didn't have any of the, I mean, that's the kind of the whole B'nai Eili problem. They didn't have respect for other people. And that led to the Churban.
So that phrase, Va'asa Adam Kol Asher, what?
Was it?
That's in the Torah, and then it's picked up in Shoftim,
Which
that
phrase? Which phrase?
phrase,
Which phrase?
that everyone did what they wanted.
Right, that's in the Torah. At Kol Asher Anachnu Osim Po Ish Kol Yashar Beinav. That's the Torah describing that. And that, again, in the Torah, it's a very limited sense.
Yeah.
It's talking about offering karbanot
Right.
outside a central place. In
But
Sefer
in
Shoftim, it's
Shoftim,
much
it's
broader to have
right.
meaning there's no law.
Right. Oh, interesting that
But
they
it's
picked that
that
was such a
is
key,
the
yeah.
essential point, what leads to the Churban Shiva.
And also to getting a king.
Which is part of what they need to do, what they don't have, and why that takes such a long time. 369 years is a long time before they get to that point. That was part of the problem. That's what you're learning in Nach. Okay.
All right. So
But
Lashevet Netach is that's not the goal.
that's
It's
not
not
the
the
goal. The goal is to spread the mission to the is to spread that to the world. Yeah, you need a nation.
Oh.
And our goal is to, the Beit HaMikdash is not there for Jewish people. For that, we have a Mishkan. The Beit HaMikdash is meant to be for the world. That's stage two, right? Thank you. We're going to quote that. First, we're going to quote,
Oh.
this is Shlomo. In his inaugural speech about the Beit HaMikdash, he's finally built the Beit HaMikdash. What he says is, the Gamal Anochriya Shalom Me'amcha Yisrael Hu. And the stranger who's not from Israel, and he will come from the far lands because of your name, because they will hear of your great name. They hear your power, and it will come pray in this house. Right? This house that I built is right. This is the Mishkan is for the Jews, the Beit Midrash is for everyone. And you will listen from the heavens, and you will do what this non-Jew and Achri that what will call out to you for, will pray for, Aretz, so that all the nations will know Shemcha, they will know your name, to fear you, Israel, just like we, your nation Israel, do, and they will know Baniti. That they will, that your name is here. And Yeshayahu obviously says what you just quoted, the nations of the world will come to my mountain, and I will give them joy in the house of my house of prayer, and they will bring their olot and zvachim, as we quoted before, l'ratzonam if they will find favor on my mizbeach, ki beiti beit tefilat kol hamim. That's the goal.
It never happened, right?
Well, the Ikaragavi didn't happen at least temporarily in time of Shlomo, probably. It fell apart. But that
Okay.
is the that's the vision of the Achrit HaYamim. Right? And this is right, Rav Schwab says this about what we're davening for. That at that time, Jewish people will finally achieve its goal of becoming the Mamlechet Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, for the Kohanim to the world. The role model for the rest of the world, the light to the nations, the Or LaGoyim, which was its mission through history. That's the ultimate goal. That's what the Beit HaMikdash is all about. That's start two. So Rabbi Shulman said in his last year here that the boundaries of the land at this time of Achrit Hamim will extend far beyond the limited boundaries of Eretz Israel. Right? What does Hashem promise Abraham? Emahu Karat Hashem at Abraham, Avram Lemar, that the covenant breed with Harim, I will give your children this land, Nahar Mitzrayim and Nahar Gadol and Nahar Parat, the Nile to the Euphrates.
So that's a metaphor.
It's not it right. It's a toponym.
Who?
A toponym, a name, a geographic name that's used as a symbol. Like when we say
Oh.
the White House, right? The White House claimed that that we're going to cut taxes. The White House doesn't talk. Wall Street went up today. Hollywood is losing
Oh.
money. Those are toponyms. Nahar Mitzrayim, Nahar Gadol, a toponym, means from one end of civilization to the other. Think about the ancient world with the ancient Near East, the Fertile Crescent. Remember that from my 8th grade social studies. They were on rivers.
That
Civilization was on rivers, Nile and Euphrates. I mean, there was the Indus and the Yangtze River, the Indus in India, Yangtze in China. But they didn't know about that necessarily. But Yeshaya may have. I mean, this is why Yeshaya puts that same thing. Oh, they will come. The nations will come. They will come from the north and the west, specifically those two directions, because that's Euphrates and the Nile, coming from Eretz Israel, north and west. The Elam may Eretz Hasinim, and some will come from China, as far as China, Eretz Hasinim.
Oh.
Literally, I don't think that means China, but in terms of the meaning of it means really far away from the whole world. This is the way Rabbi Elitek puts it. The Brit Haterim, Haaretz, defined. At the back.
Never in the history of mankind? That doesn't sound true. Sorry.
Let's see what he don't like. I'm quoting him here. What do you say? Okay, the rivers have borders. Never in the history of mankind have these rivers marked the borders of a single country. That sounds right.
It
I mean,
doesn't sound right.
the Nile certainly was never a border.
No, but
It was
the
a center.
Euphrates?
Euphrates may have been a border, but
Never in the history of mankind? I mean,
I say, right. If you think about Egypt specifically, the Nile was never the border. There are both sides of the Nile, right?
but the
And it
Euphrates.
may have been the influence went as far as Euphrates and not beyond that. Okay. But
That's a
still, the
funny
point of
statement.
that you were going to inherit, okay,
Yeah.
Israel certainly never went from Nile to Euphrates, right? They were the centers of civilization from Mesopotamia to Egypt, right? So become a nation declaring God's name at the crossroads of these two centers. That's the goal, right? That's Nachala. That's the inheritance.
And we're not talking political dominance.
We're not. We're
I hope
talking
Rabbi Shulman
influence.
wasn't.
No, it's influence, right? They're all going to be ethical monotheism from the Nile to Euphrates in the sense of the whole world. That's what that means. It's not limited just to Egypt to Syria. It goes as far as Eretz HaSinim, okay? As Yeshaya says. And so
Well, that's
that's.
great.
Okay, that's what we hope for. We asked, right? Yiratzonchi, but a Beit HaMikdash from Harim Amenu. That's what building the Beit HaMikdash means. It's not about a building. It's like the Beit HaMikdash, as opposed to the Mishkan, is symbolic of our mission at the Orla Goyim. And we haven't achieved that yet. We still hope for it. We're still dominating for it. And I will stop
When you
here.
say Acharit HaYamim, you don't mean